Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Hello, and welcome to Magic Sponge Podcast.
It's Rob Beckett here, alongside me it's Ian Smith, and it's happened again. We've got super sub Kevin Gallen.
Hello, chaps.
He's been waiting for a cheer.
He's so used to people being euphoric, wouldn't you see?
Now it's just like the normal.
We like having you, Kev. You come
cheers,
in.
Rob.
You're doing a solid job. I think Bullard might be out. When the contracts are up,
yeah,
you might be getting in the starting place. He might be on the bench. Before we introduce our guest, thanks so much for listening, recommending it. We are second in the comedy charts, only behind Russell Brand.
He's just released a brand new show.
And all that, and we're fifth in the overall
chart. Podcast though? Why does Russell Brand need a podcast?
I don't need
He's a millionaire. I wouldn't be doing this if I was a millionaire.
What would you be doing, Ian?
Probably not much, really. Because we sat at home.
I just sat at home
counting my money.
Yeah. We've got a very special guest. We have got the one and only Adebayo Akinfenwa.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I say that properly?
Yeah. You said it right.
An actual clap.
Come on, G.
What do we call you? Adebayo Akinfenwa. Beast.
Bio. You can call me whatever, to be fair, as long as you don't call me baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I won't call you baby. Literally, the last thing I was going to call you.
That'd be the ballsiest move for a while.
Oh, yeah, the window. Yeah.
So, baby, what'd you press? What'd you bench press? What's your bench, baby? I won't quit. I'll call you Bayo.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's all right. You're like a superstar of football and social media. You're dominating it. I mean, because, you know, you're playing for Wickham,
yeah,
right, which is sort of like, you know, decent side, but it's not Prem level. But yeah, you're just as famous, if not more famous, than most of the Premier League players. Yeah. I only know about two people who play for Burnley, but I know Akinfenwa, and he's banging them in. And you are banging them in at Wickham. What's happened this year?
I don't even know.
Because you used to get a few, but you've gone mental.
No, I've gone...
Getting better in your age.
Yeah, it is. You know, as you start getting older, you run less, and then just try and stay in the middle of the goal. The goals don't move. You know how it is. Yeah. So, it's true. To be fair, you know. You know the funny thing is?
Have you got a black card?
No. That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
Russell Brand.
I need to ease up because I've been telling for years Nando's to give me a black card. They haven't. So I haven't been eating Nando's and I'm not promoting Nando's no more until you give me a black card. I ain't going to lie no more.
If Nando's are listening.
Of course Nando's are listening.
Is everything free then?
I barely get ordered quickly in Morley's.
Fucking hell.
Everything's free.
Everything.
Oh, imagine. It's insane, it'd be amazing.
I'd just be taking my kids for dinner every
day. I know.
Everything
you
out.
You'd would just go all the time, wouldn't you? They do salads as well.
Matt Dyson, who do Absolute Radio with. You know Absolute Radio?
What's a salad?
You know Absolute Radio, that show that you used to work until I got the job?
Yeah, until you stabbed me in
the back. Yeah, you and Perry Groves now on the breadline.
Hey, whoa. Tell me about this. Tell me about this. It sounds interesting. What happened?
Absolute Radio used to do, what was it called?
Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll Football. And it was like.
I don't even know what.
I don't even know what it was.
I don't remember what I stole.
You can't see his face, but Rob right now, his face, he's very happy. You can't see it, but he's very happy. I'm just saying,
I will give you your 12 quid a show you used to get, Kev. No, basically they used to have a live game on.
It cost me more to get down in the train.
They'd have a live game on and a commentator, and then they'd cut to people like Perry or Kev Gallen who would be watching another game. They'd go, Kev, what's happening in the so-and-so game? And anyway, to save money, they got rid of like the whole commentary thing and then just stuck me on it with music going, there's been a goal.
And now it's rubbish.
I put out of work.
Rubbish now.
So it's me and, I put out of work about seven people. I'm on a hit list.
Yeah.
Perry Groves.
Four away from starting 11.
Ian Stone used to do it. He doesn't do it anymore. Yeah. Russ Williams ain't doing it anymore.
No,
he's the competitive champion. I know. I told you this to have a little when basically... When it was all changing, on the last day of the season, right, so the next season it was all going to change and I was going to take over on a Saturday because I used to do the Sundays, right? I went into...
He knew this was happening. He didn't even give me a little shout.
I know. So the season before, I went into the pub, right, on the last day of the season, by chance, I had the day off because I was doing your one. I went into the pub and I was all having a drink. And then it was really awkward because I was like, what's Rob doing here? Has Rob been invited? And I hadn't, but it was just by coincidence. I just sort of walked and went, oh, lads. And I was like, oh, Rob, do you want a drink? And I was like, no. So it looked like I just turned up and then leave.
Then they offered you a drink. They offered you the olive branch of friendship and you were like, I'm taking your fucking jobs. I'll buy you around.
That is South London.
That's
South London.
That is South London.
Kev Gallon's here with the ghost of Jimmy Bullard share talking about stealing jobs. You'll be the Leverett first coach next season. We're doing this chant thing. Are you going to do a chant for... Have you got any chants?
What they sing about me?
Yeah.
A boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say bayo.
That is quality. I like that. That's a strong chant, isn't it?
That's good.
Yeah, your one was doing it. Wanker.
Oh, that was Clinton. Oh, that was Clinton mug.
Hey, man, you got to start frying. Kevin, you got to start frying some arms out here, man. You get me?
I've got you backing me up now. There's only one winner.
Mate, I know you're not...
here we go. Oh. So Joel sent me this chant. Where it says funny football chan, I can fend where tits are offside chan.
Oh yeah, I love that. Oh, I go like Portsmouth for the first one to do it. There was like 10,000. We was at Fratton Park.
Your tits are offside.
So I came on. No, did I come on in that game? I think I come on. So I ran on. Mm. So I think they blew up and then it just started and I was busting up. Just like they call me a fat Eddie Murphy. Ask me. Look, let me tell you something. I kid you not. Like, I get ripped all the time, like on away games. Oh, sometimes at home games, I'm joking. Like on away games, I get ripped and I can't think of anything more. Not satisfying, but it just, when 10,000 people are singing about you, you're like, okay. It's mad.
They're not doing that to some left back and no one cares
about. So for me, it's just, it never ever gets me down. Yeah. You know the only time it gets me down? Not down, but if the end of the game and you're screaming abuse in my face, that's no longer, it's not football no more. You're disrespecting me. So it's South London. You already know, Rob. I know what you've been doing.
I think
the knives are out.
I think you do a different thing to it than I do, though. I sort of run off and go, you've been really mean to me, and you start headbutting with your tits. But have your tits ever been offside? Have they?
Yeah, a couple times.
Only when it's cold.
Yeah. You don't see me in the cold.
But that's the thing, you're quite famous for your size. You're so heavy and wide and strong.
Yeah.
Like for a striker. I mean, that's quite
It sounds like you're really getting into that. You're so heavy and wide.
It's not a word.
Like an honest Tinder profile. I'm heavy, wide and strong.
He's at the bar, he's giving it to him. Oh, I love, do you know what? You're so heavy and wide.
But do you think, like, especially now at Wickham, do you think that's helping you now? Like, and also your presence of, like, your social media presence, do you think people are like, oh my God, I've got to play against, like, Africa? Because you're like, you're sort of a proper celebrity in those leagues.
You're heavy, wide, and strong.
If that comes out on Saturday, trust me, I'm hitting the both of you.
Oh, that'd be classic.
Nah, do you know
everyone
what?
Everyone out there, next game, sing that.
Yeah, of course. Look, I've said this off air, innit? It is mad humbling to fact of how my profile has just elevated.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, of course I come across these young bucks and they're like, you're playing against Akinfenwa, I want to show how strong I am. They always come off second best. I'm not even being arrogant, but yeah. But yeah, of course it helps, and then it doesn't help because, you know, referees are like, well, look, you're Akinfenwa, so it's a free kick. Like, this is not about you. You know what I'm saying? So it goes,
yeah.
You know, I get it both ways, but would I complain? No, because look, if I wasn't who I was, I wouldn't be sitting here with you guys doing this podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
do you get people trying to, like, intimidate you or trying it on with you?
I'm not trying to intimidate. No, I'm not trying.
So who's the strongest centre-half who give you the biggest, like, you know,
have you ever
weight,
been beaten?
Like a weight? Do you know what? I came to the game against Tottenham a couple of months ago.
You might get
strong centre-half.
Yeah, nah.
I know. Yeah. But he was having a go.
Yeah, like, not my
which
thing.
Which I'm
is,
saying,
who was it?
It's a Carter Vickers. He's a young lad.
Yeah, like,
he's strong.
My thing
strong.
Is, it's like, you know, the worst thing is, it's regardless of what, I'm not superhuman. So if you get your body in, you get your body in. You know what I'm saying? There's no, you've played ball. You know what I'm saying? Once you know how to manipulate your body, you know how to manipulate your body. You know, yeah.
Yeah, you've got the ballers. You know, Kev Gallen baller in his rappler and fleece. That's a baller.
Thank you.
So, strength. I've not come across nobody who can take me strength for strength.
About who was the?
But
I'm not saying who
Morgan
took
was a tough.
Yes. West
Morgan, yeah. Shittu, you ever play Shittu?
Yeah, to be fair. The one game I had against him, I'm sorry, Shittu's my boy, been my boy for life, but I put him down. Sorry, but I know him. Guy Branston,
yes,
you know,
I remember
he was
him.
An animal.
He was,
I don't know.
Have you played against Parkin?
He was like lower.
He's a forward, yeah. So we didn't really.
He's a big lad.
He's a big boy as well.
He can have a fry up.
You know the worst
before
thing is
a match.
Yeah, but you know them ones. But he was mad effective at what he did.
No,
do you know what I'm saying? You know that's
good.
The one.
He was the beast. John Park in the beast.
Yeah, no, that's the second beast, intimidated beast. I mean
the beast.
The
only one beast now.
The
copyright beast. Registered trademark beast.
Come on now. But no, you know the worst thing is when people talk about size and that. I like to have a career at whatever you do.
Yeah,
you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's people who are. You know, and I'm doing the quotes because you can't see me, but them quotes, the ideal size, that, and they last 2 years in the game and fall out.
Yeah.
Like if you've had a 10-year stint in anything you do, you're doing something right. Yeah. So that's when people try to focus on size, and I'm like, well, this guy's still dumping on the so-called perfect size people.
Exactly,
so,
you're still playing. Yeah, because it's not like you just get, you can still do all the other stuff as well.
Still, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you just concentrate on what you're good at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rather than like, I'm not going to try and run nobody.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not.
So
did
you get offside then?
Yeah, I stood, you know, my titties, you know what I'm saying? No, but you know what I'm saying? But you're not going to try and run nobody.
Have you ever had a fight on the pitch with anyone? Or in the training ground, ever anyone had to have a fight?
No, I wouldn't say fight. Mm. I've squared up to a couple of people. I actually squared up to a manager. Lee Warren.
Gordon Strachan. The image would be amazing.
I see him.
I reckon he'd have a go though, Strachan. Yeah.
Where'd I see him 2 years ago?
George Jordan.
What happened with the manager?
Yeah, he didn't bring me on. Oh, that sounds so bad. but we were playing Chesterfield.
Threatening people to come on now.
No, but it was we played Chesterfield. And we lost 1-0, and like anything, you're like, well, I'm a striker. We lost 1-0, we needed a goal. So walking in after games, you know, you got to run. You know what I'm saying?
It's the worst thing ever.
So I'm walking in, I'm taking off my pads, and I'm bitching. Like, oh, gosh. I think I'm 22 at the time. So, like, the manager's guy and something, I'm just like, oh, yeah, whatever. Then he started mumbling at me, like, oh, yeah, you got a bad attitude. I told you. And I was like, what? Well, you want me to be happy that you didn't bring me on? Then he started saying something while he was walking away. I was like, don't walk away. You got something to say, say it to me. Then he came back and somebody held him. So in my head, I'm thinking, wait, you're trying to hit me. So I stood up and I was about to snooze him, but... but Kevin Dearden grabbed me and took me outside, and I was a young pup then, you know.
Like, going back to as a footballer, like, you're on the bench,
yeah,
and like you're saying, you're a striker, I was a striker, you've lost, and you're like thinking, lost 1-0, get me on, Gaffer. Yeah. I might not do it, but I might nick a goal.
Yeah.
And then you'll come back in, and all the lads, and then the physio or the fitness coach, right, you four were going out. It's like, it could be winter. It's freezing. You've been sitting on the bench for 9 minutes. Your head's gone, and you're giving it. Come on, we're going to do some running.
You're like, what?
And we're just like, you're just like devastated. Yeah.
I'm not trying to come across like it's arrogant or not, but you're like, what?
I know, you've got to do it, but you just got to.
You just don't want to.
Yeah.
So that was one time. Yeah. And other than
sitting down for 90 minutes watching football, then you have to go for a run. Nightmare, that job, isn't it?
Cool, I don't know. didn't even get the wind bone.
Only footballers would know when we try to explain it to non-footballers.
They're
like, we're bitching.
Yeah, I know. It sounds horrendous,
doesn't
it?
Just tell that dude to go out fishing for 3 weeks. Coming back with some stuff and shipping up in
Greece. Can't believe it. Just made me do 10 minutes of running. What a wanker.
You had a trial at Watford though, month trial. What happened there?
Month trial turned to 8 months. I went there and then I went out to Lithuania.
Yes, that doesn't seem the most normal approach, does it? Why'd you go to Lithuania?
An experience. It was an experience.
Like having a shit on a plane.
Worse than that, my brother.
It's an experience.
You know what it is? I kid you not. Let me tell you what Lithuania was. Lithuania was, I wouldn't do it again, but yeah, I'm actually glad I did it.
Yeah.
Because, like, now, nothing really phases me in the sense of footballing and dealing with issues, because I was the first black person in the league.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my first
season. So was there a lot of racism?
Crazy. I was about to swear. Like, where to the point where my first preseason game, it wasn't in a stadium, it was on just like a local, so the fans were standing around the pitch.
That's Sunday league,
so around the pitch. So kicked off, I went over and you heard the monkey chants. I was like, nah man, that's not, I'm hearing this wrong. Like, I'm 18, come from London, I kid you not, nobody, I was still a big boy then, so nobody would disrespect me in London.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking, nah, but I'm over here.
Excuse
with this, like,
the front.
They're not doing that. And then within 5 minutes, you heard zigga zigga zigga, shoot the fucking nigga. That was the chance. Zigga zigga zigga. So I remember making it to half time. I was like, look, I'm fucking going home.
Yeah.
And I went to there was only two people that spoke English, and I went to the one of the senior players. I was like, what's zigga zigga mean? He's like, nah, man, they just rhyme it with nigga. I was like, rah, these motherfuckers are deep. So that's what I'm not real talk. I was like, rah, these boys are deep. And I remember, I've said this many times, I called my brother, I said, I'm coming home. I was like 18, they said, I'm not built for this.
Yeah.
And he said this, and I can remember, we're going back, I'll be 35 next month, so I was 18, so we're going back some years, innit? And he was like, look.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, I've done maths.
Oh, right. Going back 17 years ago.
No idea.
Sorry, mate.
So we're going back 17 well years ago, and he said to me, he was like, look, I won't tell you to stay anywhere you don't want to stay, but if you come back, they win. And that was all he said to me.
Yeah.
So I remember just thinking...
Older brother.
And I remember thinking, fuck that, man, I'm coming home. That's what I remember.
At the time,
I was like, yeah, they've won. On my life, I was like, come on. Yeah. But then the next morning, I don't know what it was. I mean, I'm a very religious brother. And I don't know if it was God speaking to me at night, just saying, nah, man, you can deal with it. And I kid you not, I went there, and it was just ignorance, because we eventually won equivalent to the FA Cup.
Yeah.
It was the first trophy in 11 years. I scored the goal, and it was all flipping. I was a miniature David Beckham, getting paid for nothing in the stores, opened up an Adidas store.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, it was a flip, and it was all ignorant. I was still getting racial abuse from away fans, but they were my fans. Mm.
Yeah.
So on the first preseason
game...
So it was
your fans?
At the beginning, it was half and half. So it was zigga zigga. So both were just saying zigga zigga zigga, shoot the fucking... I was like, raw.
Oh my God,
is
that is
deep.
Awful.
I was like, I'm going home.
So, like, 18, so young, and just like on your own,
man. It was, and the worst thing is, what the kid, which I try to explain to people as well, 17 years ago, there weren't iPads, there weren't iPhones, there weren't. So when you was away, you was away.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I was talking on MSN. I had to go to the internet cafe.
Yeah. Like,
this is what I'm trying to explain to people when they go away now.
That's like when I went to Huddersfield. When I went up north.
What?
My missus is from Huddersfield, so I'm a bit better than that. That's cool now. I'm good with you. I'm good with you. Oh, right.
Kev couldn't Southern North when he's looking at me thinking he's up. He's white from Huddersfield, mate. You're not.
I was trying to mug you off.
No, it's cool, mate. She's trying to see what's all like last.
Duck yourself an hole there, didn't you, Kev?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I love that you managed to twist playing Lithuania with horrific races. Huddersfield, he's a bit better.
Same thing.
Yeah, I like how you've gone like racism sounds bad. Anyway, everyone from the north is a fucking idiot.
So what was it like with the players? Were they weird with you? Were they welcome in, or were they
half racism? And half? There was, you know what I'm saying. There was a couple that I was cool with. There was another international player. He was from Japan. He was cool. He spoke English. He learned the language. I couldn't be asked to, so I just went through him. So I remember.
He went through you. You were using the Japanese as a player that learned English and Lithuanian to translate your English
to his,
and then he did it in.
So we'd sit down. 15 minutes. The manager will come in and he'll just be ripping, and I'll just be sitting there. And then afterwards, I talk to the guy. I was like, "What are you saying?" He just give me a 2 minute. Yeah, yeah. And they said, "Turn him." So I was like, "All right, cool." And then we went back out. We just went back out. So it was just.
I love how sort of like, you know, football's considered like bloking. It's all like, you know, like just normal blokes in the UK, but like I love how like when like you get these different friendship groups, like because at Man United, Tevez, I think it was Tevez, Evra, and Juntee Park were all best mates.
it's a combination.
You would never have thought like.
But that's beautiful. That's the thing about football. Yeah. And in-house football, you will know that it don't even matter. Like at Wickham, you got like 34-year-old who's myself rolling with an 18-year-old, and you don't. It just bridges. Yeah. Football bridges the gap. Mm. So you've got.
That's why you're so good at Snapchat.
Yeah, I know. I'm dope at Snapchat.
It bridges the gap. That's why that mate's really good with his mortgage plan. So we're on Kev's here. I can get good support. I can get Snapchat. Did John Fashanu get you out of your contract?
Yeah.
The Lithuanian club.
He got me out.
Well, you wanted to leave then and sort it out.
I went in there thinking to sign 1 year, two options, but I ended up signing a straight 3 year contract.
Oh, okay.
My agent was just, I ain't gonna disrespect him, but he was whack. So then after 2 years, I was like, nah, man, I want to get gone. So I met John Fashanu. Can't even remember how.
Yeah.
I can't really remember how he met, but he was like, I can get you out of your contract. I was like, then you're my guy.
Yeah.
So then he actually got me out of my contract. He took over Barry Town, and then I went to Barry Town.
All right.
And then somehow they messed up Barry Town. Like, I don't know if it was him, but word is...
You on too much money.
He just not me, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Jamie Morley was on too much money. I played up there with him. I think they just bleed the...
Oh, really? And it just fell apart?
I just fell apart.
I met John Fashanu once on Soccer 8, and he went to me. We're talking about, well, where do you live now? Then he went, I've got a place in the UK and I've got a place in Nigeria. I was like, okay. He went, guess how many bathrooms I've got?
That was the first time you met him?
Yeah. on the sofa. So okay, he went, guess how many bathrooms I've got? I went, oh, four? But no. But now I've got 25 bedrooms. I went, all right. I'm reevaluating. I went, 12? No.
20.
33.
What?
33 bathrooms.
What? No, he's got bedrooms. I know.
Okay.
Why was
I don't know. Kev, did you ever consider playing abroad, or was Huddersfield too far already?
Plymouth, count that.
That is still on the mainland. Would you like to? Do you reckon it would have suited your style? I don't really know what your style was.
Thanks,
Rob. Sort of shuffling forward, wouldn't it? Shuffled about
happens,
a bit.
Happens. maybe a little bit regrettable at the end of my career about 6 years ago. Could have went to
did
America.
You still play 6 years ago?
Did you have offers?
No, that was a problem.
You regret not having any options.
I regret going to America. No, I think.
Would you go to America?
I was close last season. No,
I think you'd be great out there.
Last
I think they'd love you.
I was close. I had my little boy. So actually, season just turned two.
Exactly.
So I had my little boy.
As soon as I finished.
I had no offers.
So it's a no-brainer to stay.
would you consider going? How long are you at Wickham for?
I've got another year, actually. It's kicked in, yeah.
So when that finishes, would you consider going out? Would
it keep
going?
It just depends.
Ridgewell loves it out there.
Yeah. I'm with Sam Wood, who's real close, he goes out to, goes out of him, says he loves it, said he loves it. And I, for me, I'm in America all the time. I like, I'm every season I'm in America. And I'm open up doing a couple projects there. So I'm half and half, but like I was real on it. But then my
what
son
What club
came,
was it? Was it any?
Houston. I was talking to Houston at the time. So
what are they called? Houston
Dynamo.
Houston Problems.
Oh, that's in Texas,
mate.
Yeah. Showing off of your knowledge.
Thank you.
You've been looking them all. You've been emailing them all.
So they didn't get a contract.
Me back. They didn't email me back. Wankers. Wankers.
Who's the biggest characters you've played with? Like as you played, is there anyone that really stands out? Like
Lee Trundle.
Trundle's
that guy. Like, I still to date, best striker I've played with. I learned so much from him.
Really?
I signed for Swansea at 23, I think it was. And I'd been talkie the season before, and it was just an eye opener. We just moved into Liberty Stadium. Kenny Jackett was the manager. We had Martinez, Gary Monk, Leon Britton, Trundle, Robinson. It was a team. It was like a proper team. And he was just a joker. Like,
really?
Oh man, he was a joker on the pitch, off the pitch.
What kind of stuff would he do?
Talking about I don't tolerate. Don't touch my clothes. Not like I'm. The worst thing is, it's not even like I'm. I don't really care about style. It's my clothes. Don't touch it. Not into banter.
I'm not into banter.
Like that. So if I don't do it to you, don't do it to me.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. But they were on the different team. Andy Robinson and McLeod.
Kevin McLeod played with me at QPR.
Them three, they would just be doing jokes where
Scousers.
They were on another wave. Like, I was like, we're doing. So we was on our away game. And we had to take our training kit. And this was the first time I was like, nah man, you lot, if you did that to me, yeah, I'll be dead. I am gonna lie to you. This is not even. This is not me joking. I just don't play. So I don't know. I think they started off with he tied his shoelace. So that's how it started. To Trundle, done a number two. He took a chip in the clothes. Tied it up and then put it on the bed. So I was like, so when they came and told me, I was like, yeah. And he was, what killed me? Wait, you know the thing that killed me the most was Maka was laughing. So it wasn't like, oh, he was like, ha ha, Trunks, good one. That's a good one. I was like, look, you lot's bad as different. Like, that's Trundle.
He did it into McLeod's.
Into his training kit.
And he was still laughing.
Just like tied it up. I said, yeah, boom, for
tomorrow.
Does it
sound like the McLeod, you know?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. what happened, right? I'll tell you a story about McLeod. He didn't do it, but we were in come out of the showers, whatever, going home, I get a phone call. Ian Holloway was the manager and Kenny Jackett was the assistant. So I'm nearly on the way home and I get a phone call from Kenny Jackett. He went, Kevin. I went, yes, Ken. He went, someone's done a poo in the showers. And I went, all right. He said, who was it? I went, Ken, I don't know, I've left. I ain't got a clue. So they were aiming it.
These are all adult men.
I know. Someone's done a poo in the shower. All right. And I'm giving it, well, I don't know, Ken, I've just left. So he gives it, find out. And find out
Detective
if it's Kevin McLeod. All right, and Kev, was it you? I swear to God, it wasn't me. All right, don't worry, I believe you. And I did believe him.
Yeah.
We had a game the next day. And at the time, we was in League One and Brentford with our rivals. And we had a match on the Tuesday evening. This happened on the Monday. So on the Tuesday evening, we've gone in and Ian Holloway is raging about it. Yeah. He's gone mental. So
he seems like quite a light-hearted guy.
I think
the reason he got the ump was this. The woman who cleaned up the shower told him and he had to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't let her do it. So he's come in and gives
it. He's a gentleman.
He's given this one. This is a disgrace. This is right. I was captain at the time, mate. Kevin, get in there. He gives it. I am raging. This is before a match, hour and a half when you like turn up for a match. I am raging. I'm fucking going, man. He's going crackers. And I'm giving. He said, go in there. Tell them. Just, I don't care who it is. Then no one will know who it is. If they tell me, come up front and all this. And I'm like, all right. So I've walked in and I've given it. Lads, he has lost the plot. His head's gone. He's gone. If you don't, someone don't go, oh, that's right, we've got 10 minutes. I don't care. No one cares. He don't care. No one will know. Whoever did it, just tell him, right? So someone, I'm not going to name who it was, someone has gone. No, I'm not going to say. You wouldn't know. Someone's gone. God, I could see him looking shifty and I'm looking at him. Yeah, I think it could be him. He's gone and rang up his mate. He's given him Ian Holloway's number. right? This is before the match. There's some bloke off the street, a mate, one of the players, rang up Ian Holloway. Ring, ring. Ian Holloway's telling me after, I was pissing myself, right? He went, hi. And just, I said that Brentford, our big arrivals. He went, yeah, Ian Holloway, who's this? He goes, this is Brentford Dave. And I shat in your showers. Ding! Yeah, he went ballistic. Brentford Dave. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick from the guy, though. Serious.
He went like, so after the game, we won. After the game, still going mental. He don't know who it is to stay.
See, you know what? That just brought back, I came. You are mad serious when you train.
Yeah.
Okay, so I came on a trial. You're a mad serious guy. On trial to QPR.
Yeah.
And we did the 5-4-3-2-1 round the track.
Oh God! Yeah.
Yeah. So Jesus. I came. So we did that. That's the reason why I get signed, because I was on that day.
Oh, that pre-season.
It was that pre-season.
Oh, that was rock hard.
5-4-3-2-1. We did that, and then we did
some
finishing.
What does that mean? 5-4-3-2-1.
So it's round the track.
Five laps.
Yeah.
Four laps.
3 laps.
Did you get it?
Sounds like it's getting easier, though, isn't it?
I did the old 5-4-3-2-1.
So right back.
So like a 400-meter track.
Yeah.
Going it 5 times.
Yeah. Wait a bit, then.
Then you got to do it 4 times. Then you got a time. And if you don't get into a time limit,
baking
it. If you don't come in the time limit, you got to do it again.
Yeah.
So shits were there.
Straight after.
It was a problem, mate. And we was doing finishing, and I was doing finishing, and I was a pup, and you were senior, and I remember.
Not that old, much older than you.
No, man, you was older than me, man. Oh, but
6 years.
How old are you?
41.
Yeah, but 6 years at that time is you're senior.
And he's always looked a bit older.
6 years, and I'm not finding it. You're gallon, isn't it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some man, you know what I'm saying? He was that guy. So
what
I'll
did
give
I
you
say?
That.
What did I give it?
No, it was, you didn't say nothing to me.
You were that guy.
meaning you're that guy in your stature. So at QPR, you're that. No, you didn't say nothing to me. That was it. You didn't say nothing to me. So I said it, I did you didn't say a word, you was jogging around doing it right, and then because I was on a trial, I was like,
Do it right.
You didn't help me.
Right.
Because you didn't
help me.
Oh, this is taking a turn.
Oh, God. Shut the door. Shut the door. We have to have a conversation.
All right, Pete.
I'm gone now, bro. Kevin, I'm
gone
now, bro.
Get some Nando's now.
But you know the thing is, what I do remember, you was mad professional. As all the youngsters that were there, and I can't remember a couple other youngsters. You know us, man, we had swag, you know.
Yeah.
But you was proper. It was a proper professional. You did it. Train. Went round every, and you know Kenny Jackett was very meticulous meticulous in what he did. But I promised
that.
So you never spoke to any of the trialists.
He didn't speak to me.
And you was the big guy. He should be arm around his shoulder.
I'd shoot him in the corner.
Yeah, I remember I'd shitty chatting to me, but
I'd shoot him in the corner.
He was, and he went off with the strikers. So the strikers.
So it was even a smaller group. So it was a smaller group.
So I was like, and I said, but he was proper.
Work is work.
The worst thing is, you're so mad jokey now, but you're on the train. I don't know if it's, maybe it was just that day where I got it, but was that you?
I used to mess about, but Kenny Jackett used to say to me, Kevin, work is work. Get your work done. You know what he's like.
Yeah.
Get your work done, and then mess about in the change rooms after.
Really?
Do your work.
And this was pre-season, so he's probably blowing a bit.
I couldn't breathe, mate.
Let's talk about Kenny Jackett. Weren't Kenny the Jackett the most, you'll go in the meeting and you'll come out more confused than you was when you went in? Do you know what?
The one thing is that
I would love to work with Kenny now because I'm older, so I'll know how to deal with him. So I'll go in there, Gaffer, like, why am I not playing? He'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, Gaff, but, you know, last game I was, sure. It's like, yeah, but Gaffer, listen, you know what? And I come out of the room like, what the fuck just happened there? I'm like, you got a hotline.
Yeah, but there's so many managers when you go in and go, excuse me, Gaffer, can I have a word? And he goes, yes, come in. And you sit down and you literally come out and give it, what happened there?
Nothing.
You'd go downstairs like, what did he say?
What did he say? Oh, fuck no. Yeah.
Jerry Frost was the best. Jerry, why aren't I playing? Well, Kevin, this was what happened back then. Well, Kevin, you know, when I was captain of England at 23 and then I got the injuries, I don't know, okay, see ya. Close the door on the way out. I'm fucking hell. That's what did you say? He's captain of England at 23, the usual.
That's a comeback from that.
Killed me.
Was he
the
captain of England at 23?
Yeah, he was. What a player. Different level.
But
there's loads of managers like that. And then sometimes you end up having a ramble, don't you?
Yeah. Like, to me, like out of everybody, it was only Kenny. I've only dealt with Kenny that could do. Ah, then to be fair, Mad Dog, Martin Allen was something else as well.
Really?
Yeah, he was something. Oh, we're frying that. But Kenny was the one that. Kenny mind messed me. Like that real Jedi. Like, yes, you are not playing. Yeah, I'm not playing. He was just, out of everybody, Martin Allen was just. Like, we'd be talking about football, then he'd be like, yeah, B, it's raining outside. No, it ain't, you know. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, you know, that's how he was. So I could deal. I was a bit older. Yeah, Kenny,
this, right? Jerry Cross has once said to me, this is the best ever. He went, Kevin, you know, I think you should stop drinking pints and go on the vodka.
I was like, what?
See ya.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah. I went down a ladder for crying.
He was your manager. What did you think about his haircut? Was it? Did everyone laugh about it? But you could obviously couldn't say nothing.
Who's this?
He was hard,
Jerry
man.
Jerry Francis. Hard.
He was strong. Stocky.
Was he? Yeah.
Big legs.
Jerry Francis.
Play football.
Heavy, wide legs.
Like, whatever strong you ain't getting the ball off that.
You're trying to suggest that Jerry Francis is stronger than.
No, you pick him up. That's not the point. He wouldn't get the ball. I said he wouldn't get the ball off him. He was like
really
powerful, stocky. Yeah, what a player. Even when
his
like
hair was stocky.
50, he was different level in training. Just really? 1-2ing everyone. Yeah, just moving, topping the lads. If his team weren't winning,
really?
Yeah, mine was like
2 foot.
We will play until his team wins. One of those.
Yeah,
we used to have a Saturday morning away games. We used to have to train in the hotel. Gardens every Saturday, and I have to play until his team wins.
That's weird, isn't it?
Like a away match.
Did you not let a goal in?
Yeah, we just had to.
Yeah, after away match. Yeah, next goal's really taken.
We've got a match at 3 o'clock. It's half one. We're only a free match.
I'm already tired.
Did you ever encounter Graham Stack? Did you ever play Graham Stack?
Yeah, Stacky.
Yeah.
I chatted to Stacky yesterday.
He's
mental.
Yeah, he's not right, is he?
Oh, Stacky's cool, but
no, he's a lovely guy.
I never actually got the crazy Stacky. I've heard the story.
Never ironed you, put an iron on you.
Nah. See, I've never heard this story. Like, no, sorry, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Whenever I come here, Stacky was in goal. I come up against some corners, you know.
Okay, obviously,
I think he's the only one. He probably stuck his finger out my arse. QBR mill, yeah.
What?
Downy keeper, just went like that. I was standing because I used to stand on the keeper.
What are you doing? So you were standing, he stuck
his glove up my ass.
Oh, with a glove on?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's a.
Oh, wow. Oh. Has anyone ever tried that with you?
Please. No. I told you, I don't do banter.
Go on. I was just looking around.
What did he say?
He just laughed and I laughed. And what
then,
can you say?
And then that's your first date.
Oh, God. First day of school.
Fucking big goalkeeper.
He's stacked. Yeah.
Do you get that?
Dry goalkeeper glove.
Oh,
fucking hell.
Looping it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'd want
while
if I had
the game's
to.
Going on, in case a corner happens.
Goalkeepers, so they're a bit different breed, aren't they? Goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Do you ever get them flying out, collecting the ball, trying to knock you on things like that? Or?
Not really. To be fair, the only one was. What's his name? I called him Stimmo. He's gone into wrestling now. He must know.
He
was a tank. Like, we kept on. Yeah, he keeps talking like he wants to go toe to toe.
Is he in WWF or something?
Yeah, he's doing wrestling now. He's.
Would you do wrestling?
Never say never. To be fair, I meant to have a sit down with WWE. I meant to have a sit down with them. So
really,
who knows, man? I'd
love to have a sit down with WWE.
Vince McMahon.
All I have a sit down with is my mother-in-law because I'm not putting the dishwasher in properly. So we'll talk about the penalty in the playoff last year.
Yeah.
AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And then what was going through your mind at the time?
Don't miss. It took like
9 seconds.
Yeah. No, to be fair, you know, it wasn't even that I was nervous about taking the pen. It was because we had the argument, the debate with Callum Kennedy about taking it. So I knew the game was up. So it wasn't like, I had to score this to win the game. I knew the game was done. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just because he made such a sceptical of arguing, I was like, nah, if I miss, it's going to be like a joke.
You've got to, if you argue for it, you've got to.
Yeah, so, it was.
Who was supposed to take it?
The story is, our penalty takers are Lyle Taylor, George Franken, both of them are off the pitch.
Yeah.
So then it goes into seniority, which is me. But yeah. I did say to him the last game of the season, look, the next penalty you can take. It just happened the next penalty was in the final.
But you didn't think he was going to be.
I was like, look, sorry, I'm older than you. I've got to take it.
How old is he?
He's not even, I think Callum's 28.
You've got more. He's got more opportunities for those sort of goals. Did you apologise after, or is it?
Yeah, but straight after. To be fair, afterwards he ran up to me. After he's like, I hate you, but great penalty.
Yeah,
it was just at the time.
You missed.
Yeah, if you missed, you'd have been like, oh, but I'm bigger than him. So
yeah, he still would have done anything. He'd be like, oh, bloody hell, mate.
You know what I mean?
We got some questions. Do you want to ask these? Ian, the questions from a Northampton fan.
From a Northampton fan.
Yeah, we are, someone got in contact knowing you was going to be on the show. Got some questions for you.
All right, cool.
Did they really? That hasn't happened, has it? Has someone got in touch?
Yeah.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Good to know you're across all this, Ian.
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck's going on? someone's emailed in and gone, what was Boothroyd? Boffroyd?
Oh, yeah, Boothroyd, yeah.
What was his problem?
AD.
That's all they've aggressively...
Because he was a bit of a... He was playing for Arsenal, Jay Boffroyd.
No. AD Boothroyd. AD was a manager.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no. Oh, sorry, I'm not up to date with fucking Northampton managers.
Yeah, but he's
neither
of us know what the fuck's going on.
Tell him, Ian.
Go on, judge it.
Let me do it.
You know what? Just fight.
Let me do it. Let me do it.
Let's all choose a tag team partner.
Off the top row. I would choose Kevin, who won't talk to me if we don't work together.
Oh, yeah, because you stabbed me in the back.
Yeah, and Perry Groves,
so who's the manager then?
He's the under-21 manager now. Yeah. Go, carry on.
Yeah.
What was his problem?
So what was his problem?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at everyone. I don't know what's going on anymore.
He had a problem with me. He was...
Did he sign you, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. He's the only manager that inherited me. He inherited... So, you know, he's got... I mean, we've all got egos, but his ego is, to be fair, in my career, the biggest I've come across, you know? Yeah. So he was like, look, I've been a Premiership manager. I've come take over a League Two team. Why are people still asking about Hakim Fenwa? That was his whole thing.
He didn't like the fact it was about you, not him.
So then, you know, we got to the playoff final.
Yeah, a few like that.
Yeah, it was just mad. We got to the playoff final and he benched me. I'd scored 17 goals, top goal scorer, then got to the playoff final against Bradford. He was like, B, I'm not starting you.
He doesn't want it to be about you,
yeah,
does he?
Again. So then it was, and then at the end of that, he released me. So it was just, and then my thing is not even that. Then he come for me after I left. I just don't like that. I'm like, look, if you don't take to me as a player, cool. If you inherited me, you inherited me. You didn't sign me.
Why don't we do a white collar boxing match?
It wouldn't be fair.
Is he that big?
Yeah, no, it just wouldn't be fair. But you know, let me say something though, and I will put this out there. As much as I didn't really take to him. I mean, I talked to him as much as I really checked for him now. He made a comment to me, which at the time I was like, yeah, whatever. He said he wants to be England manager one day. And I said to him, didn't say nothing to him. I just was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? cool. But I back and I give props to anybody that puts an ambition up there and goes for it. So he's, what, one step away from it? So I've got to give him props. I mean, I don't know about...
But I mean, to be fair, Gareth Southgate's not even the proper manager, is he? Really? Is that... Does anyone care? Germany away, Livermore and Durham in midfield. Fuck off.
Oh, you know.
I'm not watching Scotland.
They done all right yesterday, though.
He's agreed. I can believe it. It's agreed. It's agreed.
I don't give a shit about Southgate.
You're out of order, Robert.
Don't put me in here.
Give him a chance. Me and Ian, give him a chance.
Southgate, I'll leave it out.
G Southgate.
I lost all respect for Southgate, right? When Chris Wood on Stuart Pearce did a fucking pizza
advert immediately after.
Oh, you peasants.
We're missing the penalty.
How much money do you need, you sad fucks?
They've got to get paid, man. Let them get paid. God, G Southgate.
He was a Villa captain. You must have had a couple of quid.
Just a couple.
But I would do a pizza advert if they're listening.
I'm going to your game on Saturday, so I can't wait to see you.
What's that? Scouting.
Yeah.
For Brighton?
Yeah.
Do you fancy Brighton?
I don't know yet.
Which team?
I'm looking at players.
Yeah, no.
Not from both teams.
Secret, yeah. Are you playing Wickham?
I don't know. It's the email.
But it's if anyone jumps out.
Yeah, okay. It would be someone young from either team. So if you've got any young
ones. Is that scouting good?
Beanie. Scouting Beanie.
Marcus Beanie! So that's a private joke for you. You don't know.
Sorry, sorry, lads.
Don't worry.
Oh, you're your friends now, aren't you? You're
talking to me now.
No, it's all better now. Go for a trial. Get away from me. I'm Kevin Gallen. I'm the captain. Get out of my fucking face, you noob. I'm the big man round here. Now go and shit in the shower.
Right. Ask Beanie about that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
he was there.
Beanie.
He might have done it.
He might have done it.
Bean dog. Classic Bean dog. Bean dog. Captain Beanie. Beanie, baby. Wicked. I don't think anyone else got anything to add. Is that...
I don't think so.
No. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, man.
Thanks for listening. Download it. Tell your friends about it. Rate it. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Kevin Gallen, thank you very much. Ian,
thank you. Thank you, everyone.
The
thank
Beast
you
the Mode.
Beast Mode.
Akin Fenwa. Nice. Thank you very much, Ray. Bye.
Pleasure. Cheers.
The Magic Sponge is a .. production for Dave, hosted by Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard, and Ian Smith.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is...
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.